Check, 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 check. All right. 3, 2. It's 40 degrees in Ann Arbor, but we're still indoors. It's another exciting edition of Michigan Lacrosse Game Day. Michigan Lacrosse taking on the Toledo Rockets. Hello, everybody. I'm Matt Boyer for this first home game, actually, for the Michigan Wolverines. Second of the season. They were here previously against Adrian, but now come back home after being on the road at California to take on the Toledo Rockets. As we get set here, just to recap that road trip, Michigan dropped 4 straight games against the top club teams in the country. However, there were some positives out of that trip. Coach Dunbar says that we played a couple of great halves of lacrosse, but the team didn't really put it all together. However, the team were able to essentially get on the attack and were able to challenge some of those top teams. Those top teams were, to recap, UCLA, Colorado, Cal Poly, and Colorado State. As we get set for the center draw here, Michigan has Samantha Zetlin taking the first draw of the game. 30 minutes on the clock, and the ball is up. Ball up, challenge for by the Wolverines. Fought for there, won by Zetlin as she brings it into the Toledo zone. Zetlin, the phenomenal freshman, having a great season so far for the Wolverines, leading the team in points. She'll throw it back to Johnson behind the net. Johnson will keep it cradling, will throw it back out top to, that looks like Santriello. Back to Johnson now. Johnson cradling. We're going to get a foul here early. We're going to get it looks to be too aggressive with the stick, so we're going to get a restart here. As the referee signaling to Johnson to give the ball to Ariel Diner. Diner was the one who drew the foul. And they're going to give it back to Johnson now, and she's going to get the free possession here as we wait for the referee whistle. Johnson now bringing it in. Johnson, high shot over the net, missing, and the Toledo keeper picks it up. Toledo now with the ball in their own zone. Toledo hasn't played a game yet this season as they pass it in, and it's intercepted here by Bame. Britt Bame with the interception, bringing it in, shoots on net and scores. A great shot there to put the Wolverines on the board 1-0. Nice interception there by Bame, doing all the work for the Wolverines as she's able to slam it home for the first goal of the day. So with 28:25 left in the first, Michigan is on the board 1-0. Zetlin taking the draw now. Diner to her left and Johnson to her right. As the referee gets set here. Now Britt Bain moving in closer to position. And the ball goes up. Fought for there. Won by the Wolverines. That is Rachel Killian bringing it into the Toledo zone. Michigan really owning the possession here so far. Now it's Bame. Britt Bame throwing it to Johnson. Weaving at the top of the circle. Throwing it back to Killian. She'll throw it over to Annie Shakurjian. Shakurjian now throwing it to Santriello. Santriello moving in on net and scoring. A great job there by Amy Santriello to throw the ball into the back of the net. Far side in the low corner. Great job there beating the goalie. Shakurjian moving to her right, throwing it down low. Goalie had no shot there as the Wolverines back on top 2-0. The goalie for the Toledo Rockets, it looks to be number 21, Casey Conley. Not listed as a goalie, but we'll get confirmation on that later. Now the ball getting ready for the draw here. Ball up. Controlled by the Wolverines again. Zetlin has won all 3 draws so far this game. Now it's Johnson cradling topside, throwing it to Santriello. Bame now moving in on net. Bame with the ball, throwing it to Zetlin. Zetlin moving in on net to her left. Throws back right and scores. A great shot there by Samantha Zetlin, throwing it top right corner, beating the Toledo goalkeeper once again. And it looks like Conley is very frustrated over there in net as the Wolverines, 3 straight possessions and 3 straight goals. So Santriello, Bame, and now Zetlin all have a goal apiece for the Wolverines. as we get set for the restart here at Zetlin again. She'll go against Amanda Knight, the senior for Toledo. Zetlin with Bame to her right and Quinn Galinsky to her left. Ball goes up, one by Britt Bame. Bame will now bring it into the Toledo zone. That's four straight draws, won by Samantha Zetlin. Now it's Amanda Shuda getting her first action of the game. Shuda bringing it in, top side, will throw it to her right. That's Zetlin losing the handle, but we're going to get a foul call here. That'll be on number 19, Jessica Caribbean, the Toledo sophomore defenseman. Now we're going to get some chatter here. Referee signaling to Zetlin, getting everybody in play. Zetlin will bring it right side for the restart. Referee not happy with the spacing. Going to move Caribbean back a little bit more as we wait for the whistle. Zetlin, as I said before, the freshman from Framingham, Massachusetts. Quite the offensive star so far this year. She's got 14 points so far, as we're going to get another goal here. A great shot there by Rachel Killian. So Killian with the shot and the goal. It looked to be a pass from Zetlin. I think she's going to get credited for the assist. So Zetlin, 2 points on the day so far, as Killian's going to come off. So Killian getting in on the action, her first goal, 4-0 Wolverines. Zetlin leading the Wolverines with 2 points so far on the day. Killian comes out, Elena Meswa now in. And taking Zetlin's place is going to be Maddie Palmer, the sophomore from Seaholm High School. It's now Meswa controlling. Wolverines have won 5 straight draws, have not lost a draw so far, as Britt Bame loses the control. And we're going to get a foul here on Bame, as Caribbean was fouled a little bit too aggressive with the stick. No, referee signaling that two hands came off the stick on that challenge. So here comes Caribbean crossing the 50 into Michigan territory. Caribbean moving from her left to her right, going towards the center of the field. Will pull it back around the 35-yard line, and we'll dump it off. That is Emily White. White bringing it in now. Ball loose. Great interception there by Kelsey Martin on the pass. Martin bringing in. She loses the handle. And that's Morgan Plumbo, the freshman midfielder from Toledo, will control behind the Michigan end. Emmy Scheidt, Michigan's goalie, calling out the signals here as to what she wants the defense to do, as Toledo still controlling behind the Michigan net. That's Katie Miller. Katie Miller controlling, calling out the play for Toledo. Looking for an open teammate. Can't find anybody, and she throws an errant pass, and it's intercepted there by Emmy Scheidt. Great job there by Scheidt. Long outlet pass for Britt Bame. She throws it ahead to... That's Amanda Shuda. She throws it ahead to Ariel Diner. Now we're into the Toledo zone. Diner controlling topside. We'll throw it right to Santoriello. Santoriello will cradle right side, throwing it to Palmer. Palmer now moving in on the Toledo net. Throws it behind. A pass for Rachel Statler. Statler controlling. We'll throw it left side to Meswa. Meswa bringing it out front. Around topside now for Shuda, as Shuda will bring it back towards her left, moving now back to her right, to the center of the field, as she dumps it off for Bame. Bame bringing in. Britt Bame now will throw it behind the net, thinks better of it, and throws it to Santoriello. Now it's Palmer behind the net, controlling, cradling, looking for an open teammate. Meswa with the cut. She looks for Meswa. Meswa gets the pass. Nice shot there, and she scores. A great job there. Little give and go. Maddie Palmer to Elena Meswa, and Meswa gets her first goal. Palmer with the assist. And Michigan is up 5-0. Meswa, the sophomore from Rochester Hills, Michigan, Sacred Heart, a small all-girls school from the Birmingham-Bloomfield area. As Palmer will take the draw, no subs in for the Wolverines, as they keep this set of players for the time being. So it's Palmer now. This is the 6th draw of the game. Michigan up 5-0 with 21:42 left to play. It's fought for, controlled by the Wolverines. Loses the handle, and Toledo will pick it up. That was Jamie Jacobson with losing the handle, but we're going to get a foul call. That's going to be on Rachel Statler. Caribbean for the Rockets was fouled. Too aggressive with the stick, as Caribbean will bring it into the Michigan zone. It's Toledo's Cribbin. Nice poke check there by Rachel Statler, as we're going to get a foul. And it looks like it's going to be on Cribbin trying to get the ball back. She fouled Quinn Glinski, and Glinski is going to keep the ball on the restart. Whistle blows, and they're off. Here we go. Michigan into the Toledo zone. It's Palmer down the right side. We'll throw it center for too far for Shuda as she loses the handle, and it's going to go back over to the Rockets. The Rockets are bringing it in now. Toledo controlling, losing the ball. That was Amanda Knight, the senior attack, losing the handle, and now it's Amanda Shuda's ball picking up, going down the field right side into Toledo territory. Shuda wheeling behind the net, cradling, looking for a teammate. Doesn't like what she sees, so she's going to throw it far side. That's Maddie Palmer on the other side. And now it's Statler. Statler throwing it middle of the field for Santoriello. Santoriello controlling. We'll throw it right side to Elena Mezwa. Mezwa throwing it for Diner. Diner moving in on net, pulling it back out as she throws it to a cutting Britt Bain. Bain losing the handle on the doorstep, and we're going to get a foul call here. As it looks like we're going to have, I don't know if we're going to have offsetting penalties or if it's going to be, it's a foul on BAME. It's going to be a, looks like a foul across the body here with the stick is what the call is going to be. So Toledo bringing it up now. That's Emily White on the restart. The freshman White trying to get across midfield, and Palmer too aggressive with the cross check. As White will get the restart midfield, bringing it into the Michigan zone. White now guarded very nicely there by Arielle Diner. Can't find any room as Diner pushes her off to the, forces her to the left side, excuse me. And Michigan, or I'm sorry, Toledo will keep the ball. That is Jenny Cross for the Rockets, throwing it off to, losing the handle, it is Alexa Elliott for the Rockets. And we're going to get a foul call on Elliott. It's going to be Quinn Glinski drawing another foul. It's the second in the last 5 minutes she's drawn. And the Wolverines will get it on the restart. Glinski ahead for Shuda. Shuda looking for Zetlin. Zetlin now into the game. Zetlin moving in. One person to beat. Kelly Andrews, the defender. Samantha Zetlin going left. Throwing it back right side. And referee signals goal. Yes, it is. What a shot there. It could not see past the Toledo goalie, if that was in fact inside the net. But Zetlin, her third point, second goal on the game. Zetlin now with two goals and an assist, as the Wolverines up 6-0 now on the Rockets with 18 minutes left. Zetlin, a very nice job of getting the pass from Amanda Shuda, throwing it past the goalie Conley, and the Wolverines just like that, 6-0. With just over 12 minutes gone in the first half. So, ball up now, Zetlin. Zetlin winning the draw for the Wolverines, her fifth one draw, as the ball still on the ground, fought for there by the Rockets, controlled very nicely by Alexa Elliott. Elliott for the Rockets, looking for room. She's going to get fouled from behind. It's a push by Statler on the restart. Statler, the freshman from Bloomfield, also of Sacred Heart, so both her and Mezwa played on that Sacred Heart team for a short period of time. Mezwa, of course, the sophomore. Statler, the freshman. And we're going to get another foul call here. Statler, again, too aggressive with the stick, and it's going to be Elliott for the Rockets bringing it up. Toledo trying to get it across half. Very well defended by the Wolverines, as it's going to be intercepted there by Quinn Glinski. Here comes Glinski. Glinski bringing it down right side. Trying to find a teammate, pulls it back out, waits for the offense to reset. She throws it topside for Zetlin. Zetlin, the freshman phenom, looking for a teammate, throwing it behind the net to Shuda. Shuda, the California native, looking for Killian. Killian finds, it looks like, Annie Shakurjian. Shakurjian bringing it back out. Now she goes to the net, throwing it into the net. Very nice job there by Shakurjian as she gets her first goal of the game. So just like that, well, I should say, just like that, the Wolverines have been on top for the majority of this game. 7-0 now your score. As Shakurjian will stay on, as Santoriello going off. And Maddie Palmer coming back in for Santoriello. So, on the draw, it's Zetlin. Looking for her 7th one-draw, referee putting the ball in. As we get set, whistle blows, and it's up. Quinn Golinski gets a stick on it, but can't control as it's controlled by the Rockets. That is Katie Miller throwing it ahead to Amanda Knight. Knight losing the handle, and it's going to be controlled by... Oh, ball still up for grabs. Controlled, fought for there by the Wolverines. Losing the handle again is Killian, and Zetlin finally picks it up in the Michigan zone. Zetlin now controlling right side in Michigan territory. We'll throw it ahead for Statler. Statler losing the handle. Ball up in the air. Fought for, and we're going to get a foul on Statler. Too aggressive with the challenge up around the head of Morgan Plumbo as we get set here. Here comes Plumbo. Plumbo. And a foul call. Again, we're going to get, it looks to be on, oh, we're going to get a offensive foul call. Plumbo using the body, it looks like, as Golinski is going to get it on the restart. She throws it for Palmer. She can't get a stick on it, but here comes Shuda giving chase on the loose ball. Shuda picks it up on the left sideline. It looks like she stepped out of bounds. Good hustle play there by Amanda Shuda, but a little bit too far out of her reach. It looked like she stepped out, trying to beat the Toledo defense on that far sideline. So, Toledo going right to left here. Pass up midfield. And it is controlled there. Nice job getting the loose ball as Annie Shakurjian. Shakurjian throwing it ahead for Maturo. Amelia Maturo cradling. Will bring it behind the net and wait for her Michigan teammates and set up the offense. Now it's Ashley Felber behind that. Felber seeing her first game action so far today. And now it's Killian topside. Killian, Shakurjian, to Shuda. They're doing a nice job of the weave up top as we're going to get a interference call. And it looks like Shuda's going to get the ball. Free possession. 8 meters out. And it looks like Shuda, the California native, will get that free shot, a free look in on net as we wait for the referee's whistle. Shuda bringing it in. Nice low shot. Blocked there by Connolly. A good block. And it thrown again. And it looks like, yes, we have a goal. A nice rebound shot there by Annie Shakurjian. A great shot there. As she picked up the block, Connolly managed to get a stick on it. But there was Shakurjian on the doorstep, slamming it at home. And the Wolverines now up 8-0. So, the Wolverines putting plenty of points on the board so far this season. Or so far this game, I should say. As last season, the Rockets finished 5-10. Michigan defeated Toledo 21-1 in the team's only meeting last February 8th. So, on the restart, Michigan has won all but one draw so far. Palmer now with Maturo to her left and Baim to her right, ball up. Maturo gets a stick on it, fought for there. Ball still on the ground, but it is controlled by Elliott. For the Rockets. Here come Toledo. Toledo bringing it in. That is Plumbo. Plumbo throwing it ahead, losing the handle, but she manages to pick it back up. A nice poke check there by Britt Baim. Ball on the ground. Plumbo still getting the handle as she is everywhere for the Rockets as we get a whistle here. We wait for the referee signal. It looks like it's going to be an offsides call on the Rockets. Michigan getting the ball behind the net. As we wait for the restart here. It's going to be Maturo on the restart at about the 35-yard line, excuse me. As we wait for it, it's going to be Maturo throwing it ahead to Shuda. Shuda far sideline, manages to get a stick on it, saving it from going out of bounds as Shuda bringing it up the left sideline. Cradling, waiting for Michigan teammates to follow her up. Here comes Felber behind the net. Felber cradling, looking for a teammate. Will throw it far side for Maddie Palmer. Michigan going left to right. Here comes Killian. Killian throwing it in. A nice job there by Rachel Killian. Her second goal of the game. As Killian doing a nice job all alone from on the pass from Maddie Palmer. So a good job there by Palmer. Her second point of the game. And Killian doing a nice job of putting it home. Substitutions now for the Wolverines. We're going to get Jane Petoskey in. Palmer taking the draw and Britt Bame will go out. So, interesting thing to note, Britt Bame, career high 5 goals last year, came against Toledo in that 21-1 victory for the Wolverines last year. So here we go, Palmer getting set for the Wolverines. She'll throw it up. It's going to be controlled by the Wolverines again. It's Killian throwing a pass too far for Shuda on that far left sideline, as Shuda could not control the pass, and we're going to get Toledo on the restart. So Toledo ball as the referee whistle blows, and the pass too far for Emily White, and the Wolverines pick it up, cradling in their own zone. Doing a nice job of controlling the possession so far this game. It's Jamie Jacobson throwing the ball ahead for Palmer. Palmer now cradling, bringing it into Toledo's zone. Throwing it ahead now for Maturo. Maturo right side, cradling, looking for a teammate. Pass too far for Shuda as Diner picks up the loose ball. Great job there by R.A.L. Diner to pick it up. As Palmer now with the ball. Midfield, throwing it for Petoskey. Petoskey moving in on goal. Petoskey throwing a low shot left side. A nice goal there, beating Conley. And Jane Petoskey gets her first goal of the game. A great shot there by Petoskey, the Ann Arbor native. As Michigan now up 10-0 with 9:45 left in the first half. We're going to get a goalie substitution now. Emmy Scheidt coming off. Has only seen one shot so far today. And in favor of Scheidt, we're going to see it. Hillary Handelsman, the freshman from Arnold, Maryland, by way of Broadneck High School. So Handelsman getting her first action of this game. As we wait for the restart, it's Palmer now. Palmer with, that looks like Petoskey looking for the ball. And we're going to get a foul on Petoskey. And it's going to be Caribbean picking up the, drawing the foul, I should say, and Petoskey committing the foul. So on the restart here, it's Caribbean. Caribbean bringing it into the Michigan zone as she wheels topside looking for a teammate. That is Amanda Knight. Knight moves to her left, now cuts back right, cuts back left, zigzagging nicely in, and Handelsman with the save. Nice job there by Handelsman, making her first save of the season. So Handelsman in the scorebook early with one save, as we're going to get a foul call here. It looks like it's going to be on Toledo. Yep, that's going to be on Monica Bentley. And here we go on the restart. It is Ethet Rabone throwing it ahead for Palmer. Palmer now looking for Ashley Felber. Felber, middle of the field for Shuda. Shuda bringing it in now, goes right, throws back left. A nice low shot there by Amanda Shuda, her second goal of the game. And Shuda getting on the board with 3 points, two goals and an assist. So Amanda Shuda, the San Diego, California native, by way of La Costa Canyon High School. She will stay on. It doesn't look like Coach Jen Dunbar is going to make any substitutions. But Shuda, as we said, her career high in goals is 3 versus Central Michigan, so she's looking to best that number here today on the doorstep with 2. Draw goes up. Petoskey went taking the draw now this time. Won by Petoskey, and the ball to Felber. Felber bringing it right side now, deep into Toledo territory. Felber now looking, wheeling, will throw it for, that looks like Maturo. Maturo to Palmer. Palmer now bringing it topside. Wants to set things up. We'll wait as she throws it near sideline for Petoskey. Petoskey zigging and zagging. We'll throw it back out. Long missed pass there by Petoskey as the ball too high for Amanda Shuda, but the ball's going to go over to Toledo. So she wanted Shuda at the middle of the field. Threw it too high for her teammate. The ball rolls out of bounds over to the Rockets. Here we go on the restart. Morgan Plumbo. Plumbo bringing it ahead now. She's going to take it all by herself into the Michigan zone. Spinning a nice low shot there, but handled nicely by Handelsman. Her second save of the game. Long outlet pass by Handelsman. as she's looking for Felber. Felber, middle of the field, can't find Palmer. That ball's on the ground, but one there. A nice job picked up by Lexi Fader, the freshman, seeing her first game action. Pass there too high for Petoskey, and Toledo will control. So a good job of the Wolverines so far. Controlling things. We're going to see a lot of younger players here, as Michigan hasn't really had a chance to play all these young kids, but with this score 11-0, hopefully we're going to see some fresh faces here for the Wolverines. Restart for Toledo, a long bouncing pass for, it looked like Elliot. She can't find the handle, but it's picked up there by Jamie Jacobson for the Wolverines. She throws it ahead. That is Holly Roberts, a freshman from Illinois, bringing it ahead right side for the Wolverines. Roberts bringing it ahead, cradling. Will throw it for Maturo. Maturo back to Palmer. Felber now controlling. Cradling, will throw it behind the net to Petoskey. Petoskey looking for somebody. Cradling, will throw it back behind the net to her teammate Palmer. Palmer now wants to bring it topside. Will look for Rabone. Far side as she brings it to the middle. Moving in on that. Rabone throwing a low shot, and she scores. A great shot there by Rabone, the sophomore from Ann Arbor, Michigan, by way of Huron High School. So the Wolverines up 12-0, 4:30 left. As I mentioned before, the Wolverines 0-4 on the season so far. Looking for that first win, could be in for that today. So Wolverines, a commanding 12-0 lead, have won all but two of the center draws, as it's Petoskey now taking the draw for the Wolverines. She's surrounded there by Maturo, Palmer, and Rabone. Ball up. It's Kelsey Martin. Martin out into the game off the bench. She throws a long pass for Rabone. Rabone's low shot picked up nicely there. And just like that, the Wolverines taking 4 seconds to score on that play. Of course, we have a running clock, but 4 seconds from center to goal as we get Petoskey off the draw, Martin with the nice pass, and Rabone with the finish at the goal mouth. So the Wolverines doing a very nice job of putting up plenty of points here early, as it's going to be Palmer taking the draw now for the Wolverines. The Wolverines found a much-needed draw help on the road trip in California. Samantha Zetlin taking a lot of the draws for the Wolverines in those games. Of course, a little bit more contested than this one, but we're seeing a lot of Palmer and Petoskey so far today taking the draws. Now that's Chardonnay Starr for the Toledo Rockets, bringing it in, a low shot missing, and that ball is going to go back over to the Wolverines. So Chardonnay missing on the shot. Handelsman will control for the Wolverines behind her own net. Handelsman, the freshman goalie, as I said, from Arnold, Maryland. Michigan getting quite an array of players from different states, as she is one of three Maryland natives on this team. So Martin now controlling in the Toledo zone, will throw it ahead. That's Fader. Lexi Fader will bring it behind the net and set up the offense. Good move there by the freshman as she throws it for Felber. Behind the net, Felber looking for, that's Palmer. Maddie Palmer cradling topside, will throw it inside for Lexi Fader. A nice goal there. Fader on the board for the first time this season. Lexi Fader, a nice shot, great pass. Topside from Palmer, down low to Fader, and Fader puts it home for her first goal of the season. Great job there. Fader, one of the three, as I mentioned, natives of Maryland. That's Owing Mills, Maryland, by way of McDonough High School. As we get set for the restart here, that's Palmer getting ready to take the draw. 2 minutes left in the half for the Wolverines. As we get set, referee having a little bit of a problem getting the ball in there as ball goes up. Controlled by the Wolverines. A nice job there by Palmer to get it to Maturo, and Maturo's knocked down. That's Emily White. So as we get set for the restart, it's going to be Maturo controlling it for the Wolverines. We wait for the referee whistle here. As I said before, 14-0 with a minute 50 left. Fader, as I said before, played 4 years of lacrosse ice, or played lacrosse, field hockey, and swam. And she earned the coach's award for field hockey as a senior, so a little fun fact there for your latest Wolverine goal scorer. Here's Petoskey now controlling for the Wolverines in the Toledo zone, throwing it down low to Palmer, and the Wolverines back on the board, 15-0, up on the Toledo Rockets. So the Wolverines doing a nice job, crisp passing. That was Palmer from Petoskey. And the freshman connection working very, very well for the Wolverines, getting the 15th goal of the first half. So minute 28 now, clock stopping with under 2 minutes left to play. Each time we get a goal score, so 1:28 left. As we get set, ball up for the Wolverines. That is controlled by Felbert. Great draw win by the Wolverines. Again, winning every one of the draws except for two, and even those were contested. So it's Kelsey Martin now on the far side. We'll throw it to Rabone. Rabone looking for her teammate. That's Fader. Wants Felbert near side. Felbert losing the handle, picked up nicely as she controls in the far right corner. Felbert now looking for Fader. Fader up top for Martin. Martin losing the handle, ball on the ground as she controls, picking it back up nicely as she will reset the offense. Throwing it top side for Fader. Fader throwing it now for Rabone. Rabone for Palmer. Michigan doing a good job of that weaving offense top side. Here comes Martin now, middle of the field. Martin throwing it just past the goal. A great move there. She got a nice feed from Maturo, moved in on net, but couldn't finish it. So with 36 seconds left, we get a stoppage as Toledo will get the possession in their own zone. For Toledo, that's Kelly Andrews, the sophomore attack behind her own zone, or behind her own net, listed as an attacker, but playing some defense here. As Palmer now losing the handle, and we're going to get a stoppage here. The ball went out of bounds. Toledo closest to that one behind the net as Toledo will get it on the restart. Amanda Knight now looking, weaving. Nice job there by Knight to bring it into the Michigan zone. 18 seconds left into the half as we're going to get a foul call up around the head. That was Rabone. Martin there with the help, but we're going to get a foul call on Rabone as Knight's going to have the ball with 15 seconds left at about the 40. Moving in, 35. We'll throw it right side. That's White. White looking for Plumbo. Plumbo, 6 seconds now. Toledo needs to get a shot off. Loose ball behind the net, controlled by Handelsman, and that's going to take us to the half as Michigan commanding possessions, commanding goals, assists, all over the stat sheet as the Wolverines doing a very nice job of controlling this game up 15-0 in their first game, first home game of the season. So we're going to take a quick pause for halftime and be back with the second half. Again, Michigan up 15-0 on the Toledo Rockets. You are listening to Michigan Lacrosse Game Day on the U of M Lacrosse website. All right, back now with second half action. All right, back now with you for the second half of Michigan versus Toledo. Again, I'm Matt Boyer for Michigan Lacrosse Game Day. A couple of stats here for you, real quick. Michigan's assist leader in that half was Maddie Palmer. Palmer getting 3 assists in the half. Goal leader, Rachel Killian with 2, Annie Shakurjian with 2, and Rabone, Ifit Rabone with 2. Also Zetlin on the board with 2, so 4 Wolverines with 2 goals apiece. As I said before, Michigan doesn't have a win yet this season. However, looking for their first one, Michigan played an incredibly tough schedule so far, playing four technically West Coast teams in UCLA, Colorado, Cal Poly, and Colorado State. UCLA ranked 6th, Colorado 7th, Cal Poly 4th, and Colorado State 9th. So Michigan definitely putting themselves in a tough position with a schedule like that. But as Coach Jen Dunbar will tell you, it's a good preparation for the postseason and good preparation for the WCLL. As Michigan getting set here, Michigan will move right to left across the screen here as it's going to be Zetlin to take the draw for the Wolverines. As I said, Coach Jen Dunbar putting a lot of fresh faces in for the Wolverines as Michigan up 15-0 with 30 minutes to play as we get set for the opening draw. It's going to be Zetlin for the Wolverines as she's going to go up against Caribbean. And as I said before, Zetlin scored 10 goals last weekend with 4 assists and 8 draw controls, leading the team in all 3 categories. Zetlin also picked up 6 ground balls, which ranks 3rd on the team. So Zetlin really contending for MVP status here for the Wolverines. As draw goes up, controlled by the Wolverines, Britt Bain will bring it into the zone as Zetlin has not lost a draw yet. Wolverines controlling behind the net. Now near sideline is Diner. Diner throwing it topside for Santriello. Santriello circling, looking for a teammate. We'll throw it near side for Shakurgian. Shakurgian will cradle, set up the offense, look for Diner near side. Off the noggin there. Too hot to handle on the pass as Killian will pick up the ground ball and reset for the Wolverines. Near side again, it's Santriello. Santriello looking for a teammate, throws it inside to Bame. Bame looking for goal, throwing it missing, but it's Killian behind the net to pick up the loose ball. Killian topside now for Santriello. Santriello looking for Bame. Loose ball on the ground, fought for, picked up there by Bame. Britt Bame, the Ohio native, bringing it middle of the field as she throws it back for Shakurgian. Shakurgian doing a nice job of cradling there. Shakurgian throwing it back near sideline. That is Rachel Killian. Killian looking for Santriello. Santriello. Wolverine's doing a nice job of controlling the pass, controlling the possession. That's Amy Johnson. Johnson moving in now with the ball. We'll bring it back behind the net. Haven't heard a lot from Johnson, Michigan's career scoring leader, as she throws it to Zetlin behind the net. Sam Zetlin looking topside for Shakurgian. Wolverine's doing a nice job of just running the offense, making sure the passes are crisp, as Shakurgian looking for Killian behind the net. That's Killian bringing it inside. We'll bring it back out once Johnson topside throws it. Nice block there by Conley. Ball off Conley's stick, and it's going to go over to the Wolverines behind the net. That's Zetlin behind the net controlling. The Wolverines, a minute 30 on the possession so far, as Shakurgian will bring it back to the middle of the field. Now Zetlin near sideline. Zetlin throwing it across the field to Diner. Diner back to the middle of the field. Santriello. Johnson now with Zetlin. Zetlin wanting goal. Zetlin moving in. Shot high. Nice shot there as Samantha Zetlin, her 3rd goal on the day. A nice high shot. Top right corner as she puts home the Wolverines' 16th goal. The Wolverines up 16-0, 27-17 left to play. A great job there. That is Zetlin's 3rd goal. As I said, Zetlin, 3 goals, a ground ball. Was not credited for an assist in the first half. I'm not sure if she had one. We'll have to check with our crack statistician, Stu Zas, our media relations expert, later on in the broadcast. So, with 26 minutes left to play, it's Zetlin on the draw, trying to keep her record perfect here, as she does with Bame controlling. Bame losing the handle, but she's going to pick it up, and the Wolverines are on the attack. Britt Bame now looking for help as she finds Santriello in the middle of the field. Santriello looking for Johnson far side, as Johnson will bring it in. Johnson now looking for Zetlin behind the net. Zetlin near side to Bame. Bame back to Zetlin. Zetlin moving in on net. Will throw a low shot, and Zetlin, her 4th goal of the game. Just like that, back-to-back goals for Samantha Zetlin as the Wolverines, again, commanding lead, 17-0. against the Toledo Rockets. So after back-to-back goals, Zetlin's going to come off in favor of Maddie Palmer, and Killian's going to get a breather as Amanda Shuda comes back in. So Palmer will take over draw duties for the Wolverines, as Zetlin might be done for the day. We don't know. Zetlin not getting a lot of playing time in that first half. However, four goals on a day, it's a pretty full stat sheet for the freshman. So off the draw, Palmer doing a nice job of getting the ball to Diner. Ariel Diner now will bring it in. Controls, throws it near side for Shuda. Amanda Shuda looking for a teammate, finds that Santoriello behind the net. Santoriello cradles, looks far side for Shakurgian. Annie Shakurgian will throw it far side for... She wants Bame. Bame losing the handle, but she manages to pick it up before the ball rolls out of bounds. Diner now, bringing it topside for Shakurgian. Shakurgian looking for Johnson. Johnson cradling. Johnson not getting a lot of playing time that first half. Again, Bame, her teammate, getting the ball right side, looking for someone. Cradles, can't find an open teammate. We'll throw it middle of the field to Santoriello. Santoriello putting it home. A nice shot there as Amy Santoriello gets her second goal of the game. Great shot there as it was a nice pass from Bame far sideline to a cutting Santoriello. Santoriello finds herself on the doorstep. Easy goal, top left, as the Wolverines, again, 18-0 on the Toledo Rockets. The Wolverines putting 18 goals up on the Rockets, as I said, but the Rockets, to be fair, only... I had to do a little quick addition there, folks, as the Wolverines field a roster of about 30, although with a couple injuries today, they're at about 27 players, as we might see all of them, as the Wolverines, as I said, a lot of fresh faces. And on the draw, Toledo controlling. Nice interception there by Kelsey Martin. Martin looking for the ball, but she's cut off there by Elliott. The Rockets' Elliott looking for a teammate behind the net. She's going to find Katie Miller, as we're going to get a... We're going to get a white ball here, so Wolverines will control. Wolverines in the white jerseys with blue trim, and the Toledo Rockets yellow with blue trim. So it's going to be Sam Staroba throwing the ball in to Rachel Handelsman, the goaltender, as she throws it ahead for Shakurgian. Shakurgian's pass for Shuda too far. She gives chase as the Toledo Rockets will control in their own zone. Controlling for the Rockets is Plumbo. Morgan Plumbo looking for... She's going to take it herself. Can't find a teammate. We're going to get an aggressive check here. That's going to be Lexi Fader on the check, as Fader is going to get whistled for the penalty. So Toledo will control, bringing into the Michigan zone, still looking for their first goal on the day. It's going to be Emily White. White looking for a teammate, losing the handle, and it's controlled there by Rachel Statler. Statler will bring it ahead now for the Wolverines. She's going to throw it to, that looks like, yes, Lexi Fader on the far side. So Fader throws it for Meswa. Meswa in the middle of the field gets checked from behind, and we're going to get a foul call. Not sure who's going to get it on the restart, but, and the foul is going to be on Meswa. Referee saying that Toledo had position, as Allison Bailey for the Rockets will keep it on the possession. That's Bailey in her own end. Bailey, the defenseman, throwing it ahead for Amanda Knight. Knight losing the handle, can't find it. Ball still on the ground, fought for, and controlled by Knight. Knight will try and bring it ahead, guarded very nicely there by Meswa. Meswa, nice poke check, but we're going to get a foul call, as Meswa, around the head, was the call. So Knight again fouled by Meswa. Meswa doing a nice job of being aggressive on the attack, but again just a little too aggressive with the stick up around the head. So here we go. Nice poke check there. Away from Knight is Statler. Statler controlling for the Wolverines as she waits for her Wolverine teammates to join her in the offensive end. Here comes Elena Mesla. Mesla doing a nice job. Oh, poke check there. A nice back check for Morgan Plumbo as she controls and brings it the other way. Plumbo now for Jesse Lieber. Will throw it high, and it's intercepted there by Rabone. Rabone now looking for a teammate. Wants to keep it herself, circles back, and will throw it middle of the field to Lexi Fader. Fader now will control behind the Michigan end, or behind the Toledo end, excuse me, looking for Amanda Shuda. Shuda wants Fader. Fader back up top to Elena Mesla. Mesla losing the handle as she tries to scoop it back up. Does, keeps it in the Toledo end as we're going to get a foul call. That's going to be on Jessa Caribbean. And Michigan will pick the ball back up. Ball over to Shakurjian topside. Shakurjian looking for Palmer. That's Shuda now. Shuda looking for goal as she gets tagged with the stick, and it looks like she's going to get a free one here just outside the crease. So Shuda, an open pass to the goal on the whistle. Shuda moving in, right side, low shot. She scores it. A nice job there by Amanda Shuda to get the goal. Shuda doing a very nice job moving left, then right. Low shot to the lower right-hand corner as Amanda Shuda getting her second goal of the game. So Michigan really taking it to Toledo here today, as Toledo, as we said, outnumbered and outscored, but and the score now 19-0 in favor of the Wolverines with 19 minutes left to play. As we get set here for the restart, as Maddie Palmer will take the draw for the Wolverines. Just lost my materials, folks, here. Sorry about that. Pause. Open doors, need wind, and there go the papers. So as we get, as I get reset here, Amanda Shuda bringing it into the Toledo zone for the Wolverines as she wheels behind the net, throwing a long pass. That is Fader throwing it for Rabone. Rabone looking for Ashley Felber. Nope, Elena Mesla topside as she moves towards the goal. Michigan doing a very nice job of rotating around the top side as it's Fader throwing it now towards the far side, the Michigan sideline, I should say. Maturo wants Shuda, and Shuda's going to get a free one here as she was fouled from behind. So Amanda Shuda will bring it in towards the net. A nice shot there. She gets the hat trick as Shuda getting three goals on the day. A nice job there. Three goals on four shots. That's a pretty dandy percentage as Amanda Shuda will come off. Jane Potoski back in for the Wolverines. Shuda tying a career best here today. The last time she scored three goals was against Central Michigan in February of 2009. So Shuda with a personal best three goals. Congratulations to her as she gets a breather. Also ties her for career best in points, three against Calvin College last year in April. So Amanda Shuda, career highs across the board. And on the restart here, we get a foul on Toledo as Amelia Maturo will keep the ball for the Wolverines. Maturo, near side, that's Rabone as she gets tripped up from behind. And we wait for the spacing here. She throws it ahead to Maturo. Maturo bringing it into the Michigan end. Palmer now all alone on the doorstep as she brings it back out. She had a clear path to the goal, but it looks like Michigan wants to work on the offense. Ashley Felber losing the handle, and it's back over to Toledo. Toledo now bringing it into the Michigan end looking for their first goal. This is only the third possession that Toledo's had in the Michigan end. Pass too far, and it's going to go back over to the Wolverines. That pass was for Jenny Cross. Cross couldn't come up with the ball, and it's going to go back over to the Wolverines. Again, that's Holly Roberts on defense with the ball. Roberts will bring it up. 30-yard line for the Wolverines. She'll throw it middle of the field for Palmer. Palmer throwing it ahead for Elena Mezwa. Mezwa now into the Toledo zone as Michigan will set up the offense. Mezwa moving in. We'll throw it back for Jane Petoskey. Petoskey moving in on goal. We'll throw it near side for, that looks like Rabone. And Rabone gets a goal. On the doorstep, a nice crisp pass from Jane Petoskey to Rabone on the doorstep. And Ifet Rabone getting the goal. That is her third goal on the day, so Rabone with the hat trick. Three hat tricks for the Wolverines today. We have Zetlin, Shuda, and Rabone. Zetlin with four, and Rabone and Shuda with three apiece. So as we get set for the draw, 21-0 with 14 minutes left to play. Jane Petoskey throwing it up high into the air for the Wolverines, and it's controlled by Lexi Fader. Fader moving in on net. Fader, one person to beat, but she wheels it back behind the net and will be content to set up the play. She looks for Felber. Felber controlling now. Near side, will throw it. Will move it herself topside as she wants Mezwa. Mezwa now controlling. Will throw it for Palmer. Palmer moving in. Palmer bringing it back out as she looks for Fader topside. Fader wants Mezwa on that far sideline as they throw it back behind the net for Petoskey. Petoskey back to the center of the field, bringing it out front now, looking for a teammate. Wants Fader. She loses the handle. Ball on the ground controlled by Toledo. That is Alexa Elliott bringing it into Michigan territory. Guarded there nicely. That's Michigan defense. Maddie Sullivan on the D as Toledo throws it middle of the field. Petoskey with the defense on Palumbo. We're going to get a foul call here on Petoskey as we're going to get a free shot here. Free pass to the goal for Morgan Palumbo on the foul by Petoskey. So, Palumbo, nice shot, and way to save it there is Minda Credo. And Credo seeing her first action of the half. She came out on the last goal in favor of Rachel Handelsman. So Handelsman probably done for the day, as we're going to see all three Michigan goaltenders here after we shot Scheidt and Handelsman. So Credo, the last one into the game for the Wolverines. It's Mezwa. Mezwa now. Cradling will throw it back behind the net for Fader. Fader now throwing it near side for Felber. Felber looking for somebody out front. Still cradling back behind the net. Will throw it to the sideline. That's Rabone. Rabone looking for Petoskey behind the net as she brings it to the front. Petoskey moving in on goal. Nice job cradling. Nice low shot there. Goes high with the cradle, low with the cradle, and then throws it home. A great shot there by Jane Petoskey as the Wolverines up 22-0 now on Toledo. So that is Petoskey's, let me check the stat sheet here, Petoskey's second goal on the day. So Michigan getting an array of scoring opportunities from a lot of new faces here. Petoskey, the freshman, of course. Petoskey and Zetlin, both freshmen, combining for six goals today. Great contribution from the young girls as Michigan with, and we're going to get a restart here. Toledo moving too early on the draw, so ball back in. As we get set here, throwing it high into the air is Petoskey for Palmer. Palmer controlling will throw it for, that is Fader, far sideline. Fader now looking for Palmer. Palmer, topside will control, throwing it back behind the net to Rabone. Rabone looking for somebody up top. comes from behind the net and throws it topside for Maturo. Maturo looking for Palmer. Palmer now doing a nice job controlling. Will throw it far sideline for Felber. Felber wants to bring it to the middle of the field. Can't. And will throw it back behind the net for Palmer. Palmer now cradles. Looks for a teammate. Palmer throws it for Petoskey. Petoskey, low shot, a nice block save there by Connolly as she comes up big with the save. Petoskey moving to her right, tried to slam that one home. Petoskey, as we said, played for Detroit Lacrosse Club. 4 years of lacrosse experience at Pioneer High School. Also was named All-Area by the Ann Arbor News in lacrosse. So the freshman, as I said before, contributing a lot to this Wolverine team, getting contributions from a lot of different areas as Toledo bringing in their first goal of the game. A nice job by Toledo to get on the board. So 22-1, that goal scored there by Morgan Plumbo. The assist from Alexa Elliott as Plumbo, it's a nice little give and go from Elliott moving in on a goal and beating Credo. And the Wolverines still up 22-1 with 9:50 left to go. As we get set here for the draw, Maddie Palmer taking it, the sophomore tech. She spent 1 year at UC San Diego last year, enrolled in the School of Literature, Science, and Arts with a pre-med focus. Michigan, a lot of different academic disciplines on this team, as there are 5 sports management majors, 3 in a business school. Movement science has 3, psychology 3, engineering 2, science 2, and economics, German, international studies, nursing, and screenwriting all have at least one Wolverine in that discipline. As I mentioned, our goalie in the game right now for the Wolverines, Minda Credo, a nursing major, the only nursing major on this team. So Credo having one save and one goal so far today as Petoskey brings it in to the Toledo zone for the Wolverines. Throwing it now far sideline for Fader. Fader bringing it in for Palmer. Palmer now on the doorstep for Fader. Fader high over the net and not able to put that one home. So the Wolverines will retain possession. Maturo closest to that one as it rolled beyond the net. She throws it now for Felber. Felber now looking for Palmer. Palmer looking for Lexi Fader. Fader too high as Fader missing now. That looks like Rabone. Rabone leaving it for Maturo. Topside now. Petoskey far sideline. Looking for her teammate Meswa. Middle of the field. Meswa fakes towards the goal and brings it back out. Now going behind the net. Palmer now controlling, getting the pass from Meswa. Maddie Palmer looking for Rabone. Rabone now wants Meswa near the goal mouth. Meswa looking for the low shot into the net, scoring 23-1. Elena Meswa, a nice low shot there. She brought it from her shoulder down to about waist level and then bounced it in. A great bounce shot there by Elena Meswa for her second goal of the game. As we take time right now, as we wait for the restart, as we take a quick break here, you're listening to Michigan Lacrosse Game Day on the Michigan Women's Lacrosse website. All right, back with you now from break. Michigan controlling 23-1 as Maddie Palmer taking the ball now. Michigan winning that draw as Palmer controlling now for Felber, middle of the field. Palmer, Felber, looking for Quinn Galinsky now into the game. Galinsky throwing it middle of the field for Maturo, losing the handle. As it's going to roll out of bounds, ball over to the Rockets as Toledo's going to take the ball into Michigan zone. Now that is Elliott bringing it in, trying to find Knight near sideline for the Rockets, as it's going to be controlled there by the Wolverines off the ground. Pass too high. That was Felber for Galinsky, as Felber's going to pick it up off Galinsky's stick as we move into the Toledo zone. Here's Fader. Fader, nice pass, beating Star, the Toledo defender, as she wheels back out for Petoskey. Petoskey now moving in on goal. Whistle early, and not sure what the call is here. Clock's going to keep on running as Jane Petoskey getting fouled on her way into the net. She's going to have a free path to the goal. Petoskey low shot. Nice block there by Conley as it's picked up by Toledo. Ball back on the ground. Picked up again by Star. Here comes Chardonnay Star. Star moving towards the Michigan zone. Long pass controlled there by Jessica Caribbean. Caribbean now moving in. Caribbean losing the handle, but we're going to get a foul call as she moved in on the Michigan goal, as she's going to get a free pass here to Minda Credo. So Caribbean looking for her first goal of the game, as Caribbean will wait for the restart here on Maturo. Maturo can't come up with the save there, as that ball goes five-hole on Credo and into the back of the net. So Toledo getting their second goal of the game with 1:35 left in the second half. Tough break there for Minda Credo, as the Wolverines not able to come up with that save. So 23-2 your score. Wolverines now getting ready. It's going to be Palmer to take the draw. 1:35 left in the game. Ball up here as it's fought for. One by Toledo, and it's Caribbean bringing it in. Minute 30 left. Caribbean looking for Elliott behind the net. Can't find her, so she keeps the ball, as we're going to get a push with the stick. It's going to be Maddie Sullivan on defense. Sullivan from West Hartford, Connecticut, Conrad High School. New to the team this year, a freshman. As I said, we're going to see a lot of fresh faces, and she's one of them, as she plays defense on Jenny Cross. Nice block there by Sullivan. Ball on the ground, fought for by the Wolverines, but picked up by Caribbean of the Rockets. And we're going to foul call on Amelia Maturo. Maturo too aggressive with a stick. Ball back over to the Rockets. So it's Caribbean at the middle of the field with the ball, moving in on goal. She wheels back out, will throw it topside for Cross. Jenny Cross spins, loses the handle, picks it back up off the ground, will throw it to Caribbean, middle of the field. She loses the handle. Good defense there by Quinn Galinsky. And we're going to get a challenge above the head by Galinsky. Came too close to Elliott. Almost hit Elliott in the head with the stick, so the referee is not having any of that. She's going to throw it. Cross on the goal. A nice shot there as she moved in on Minda Credo, threw it top left corner. And Credo not able to come up with a save. 50 seconds left. 23-3 your score. So the Wolverines besting their mark of 21 last year on the Rockets, however, have given up 3 goals here against Toledo. So 23-3 your score, 50 seconds left to play, as Palmer will take the draw for the Wolverines, flanked by Quinn Galinsky to her right and Maturo right behind her. Ball back up. One fought for, caught by Jane Petoskey as she brings it into the Toledo zone. Petoskey, again, one of those phenomenal freshmen that we've seen here today, as Petoskey will bring it in on that. Petoskey cradling low shot there, a nice shot. Goal for Petoskey as she scores her third goal of the game. Hat trick for Jane Petoskey. A great job of Jane to zig to her left, zag to the right, and then throw it going away from the net as she leaned right and put it bottom left corner. So the Wolverines, as I said, 3 hat tricks, add another one, a fourth. So Petoskey, Zetlin, combining for 7 goals on the day, Shuda getting a hat-trick, and Ethan Rabone getting the hat-trick as well. So, 25 seconds left, 24-3 your score. Wolverines in a commanding lead and 23 seconds away from the first Maize and Blue victory of the year. The Wolverines will throw it ahead now. It's going to be Lexi Fader. Fader bringing it in, beating Chardonnay Star. Star doing a good job of defense as she's going to wheel it behind the net, and Michigan going to run some offense here as it's going to be Palmer to control things for the Wolverines. Palmer cradling, looking for help as the buzzer sounds, and that is the game for the Wolverines. So a nice job of Michigan to get their first victory of the year by a score of 24-3. Your final, as Toledo goes to 0-1 on the year, Michigan 1-4, a much-needed home win, their first. Hopefully many more to come for this team, as Michigan commanded the possessions, goals, assists, the entire stat sheet on their way to a victory over the Toledo Rockets. A couple of stats here for you. The high score for today was a tie. The freshmen, Samantha Zetlin and Jane Potoski, each getting 4 goals. Amanda Shuda, as I mentioned, 3 goals. Ifet Rabone with 3. And those are your high scores. The assist leaders, Britt Bame with 3, and Maddie Palmer also with 3. So with that, we will take a break and be back real quick to wrap things up again. Your final score, 24-3. Michigan, first victory of the year. We'll be right back. All right, back from that momentary pause here. Your final score, 24-3, Wolverines, as Michigan winning this one goes to 1-4. As I mentioned earlier, their next game will be 2 weeks from today in Ann Arbor. Time yet to be determined against John Carroll University. Michigan will then take on Michigan State at East Lansing on the 19th of March, and then they will go from there back home to Ann Arbor on March 20th. So the next game will be March 14th against John Carroll. Again, time yet to be determined, but hopefully we will have that game for you right here on the Michigan Lacrosse website. Again, final score from Ann Arbor, 24-3. Your Wolverines getting their first victory of the year, as we say goodbye. For Stu Zoss, your media relations coordinator, I'm Matt Boyer saying so long from Oosterbaan Fieldhouse. Again, your final score, 24-3, Maize and Blue.